Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Stan Sperry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ace Parker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Boz Berger. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Moses steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boz Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is hit by the pitch. Larry Rosenthal pinch runs for Boz Berger. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Owen scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krivic for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Boz Berger now playing second base. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards short. Parker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. Berger moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to home to get Radcliffe. Krivic moves to third. QL moves to second. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into right field. Moses picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Krivic scores. QL scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. Lee moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee scores. Berger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sperry catches it and throws to first to double up Radcliffe. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sperry hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Parker reaches second base with a double. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moses takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. Werber moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, White Sox. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0 for 2 in the game. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Berger strikes out. 1 out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Radcliffe steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 2 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 4 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0 for 3 in the game. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sperry moves to second. Earl Brucker pinch hits for Nels Potter. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Sperry moves to third. Parker moves to second. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-4 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.